guidebooks will tell you that the Chinese city of Chengdu is a pretty good place to find spicy food. You can also find pandas. But it is putting Southwest China on the map now for something else. Rap music. NPR's Rob Schmitz explains why.
When it comes down to it, language is at the heart of rap. And that's why rappers in Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan province, insist their city is the heart of Chinese rap. The language of Chengdu, Sichuanese, is an emotive, drawling dialect of Mandarin, so wildly different from its rigid-sounding mother tongue that visitors from other parts of China have a hard time understanding it. Its twang seems to fit the rhythms of a song like Le Shan Doufu by rapper TSP like a glove. The song is like an East Coast-West Coast rivalry from 90s hip-hop, except here, the enemy is a rapper in Le Shan, another city in Sichuan province. 24-year-old TSP says the song wouldn't have sounded right in Mandarin.
Mandarin's pronunciation is too strict. For instance, no in Mandarin is 不要, but in Sichuanese it's 表, which becomes one word that suddenly has two different meanings, so our dialect has an advantage.
But that's not the only advantage. TSP and fellow rapper Young 13 D-Baby lounge about atop an expansive seventh-floor rooftop in downtown Chengdu. In one corner is a studio, in the other an open-air balcony littered with booze bottles and ashtrays. A musician friend pays just $200 a month to rent this space. The affordability of Chengdu, says TSP, has given birth to a vibrant rap scene.
All sorts of subcultures are developing here. Part of it is that the pace of life in Chengdu is slower than China's big cities, so people have time to practice the arts.
The duo's song Fast Food takes aim at much of the rest of urban China and its consumer culture. It's a rapid-fire song sung by rappers from a slow-paced city. The pair filmed the video for the song at a McDonald's on a budget equal to a couple of Happy Meals. But social criticism like this can sometimes get artists into trouble. TSP and Young 13 D-Baby are both ethnic Tibetans, and when they've released songs about discrimination against Tibetans, authorities remove them from the internet.
I don't care. I write whatever I like. You ban it, I'll write it again.
That's also the attitude of Cafe Hu, a Chengdu rapper who grew up in the countryside listening to Eminem and Jay-Z while binging on Hong Kong gangster movies. That is, when he wasn't sulking away in school.
Every morning we stood at attention for the flag-raising ceremony and morning exercise. It wasn't until later that I realized how much I despised it. And it wasn't just me, everyone hated it.
Cafe Hu's dreadlocks slide down his thick, tattooed neck as he sips a cup of oolong at his neighborhood tea house. The 30-year-old says music helped him through the mind-numbing routines of Chinese school.
Chinese education creates boring people. It's anti-human. The best education is putting students in a school where they feel safe to pursue their own interests. Under China's system, when you let students choose, they don't know how to do it because they've always been told what to think.
Sorting through what he thinks is the subject of Cafe Hu's song, Hope in Reality. The song begins with a wish list to the listener. I hope you aren't greedy. I hope you can breathe the air. I hope you can speak freely. Before it descends into reality, that corruption is rampant, the air toxic, and free speech can lead to prison.
The song is about the problems of this country. I wrote it because American culture has had a huge influence over me. The U.S. media sometimes exaggerate how bad China is. China exaggerates how good it is. The song is me looking for balance, for the reality.
Authorities have banned the song from the internet, but Cafe Hu still performs it live.
If I can't do it the way I want, I'll just not do it. So I'm not afraid of somebody banning my music. The freest thing in my life is to make music.
It's a belief Cafe Hu shares with many of the young rappers of Chengdu, and one he wants passed down to the next generation. 6 months ago, Cafe Hu became a father. He named his son Feiman, a transliteration of the English name Freeman. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Chengdu.